This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. An American Farm Bureau official says the November election and the difficulty of rulemaking could push the 45Z tax credit rule past a November 1st deadline. We will hear more from Joe Gilson next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
The November election and the difficulty of rulemaking could push the 45Z tax credit rule for biodiesel and sustainable aviation fuel past a November 1st deadline. AFB Director of Government Affairs, Joe Gilson.
A lot of focus right now in Washington, D.C. is on the election, and, you know, we're not sure that they're going to meet that November 1st timeline.
For more on this story, you can visit iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX. The warm and dry conditions this harvest season have moved harvest progress along quickly. However, as we approach the stretch run of harvest, Northwest Iowa BEX Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartels says the time to move on remaining corn is right now.
Just because we've had such a long stretch with good drying conditions, with the wind and the warm weather and then the lack of rainfall, we saw a lot of beans get down as low as 6%. We're seeing corn actually below 12%. It's high time to get this crop out. Right now, I would say that the vast majority of beans are harvested in Northwest Iowa. There could be a few straggler fields, and we're probably about 30% done with corn, the combine that needs to take place. But yeah, all I can say is with this good weather, these crops, they need to come out, keep combining. And you're looking at the 10-day forecast, there's a chance of rain, it looks like, on Monday, but a lot of those chances end up with nothing. We just got to keep getting this crop out because a lot of the integrity and stalks on this corn late season is going away fast. We want to get that crop out.
For more agronomic information and advice, visit BEXHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.